No, no, I don't. Okay, well, we are recording, so we'll go with that. Did everyone sign in or get a chance to sign in?
On the agenda is public comments. If we have any? Okay, don't see any. The next one is Momentum Equine. Erin, would you like to say a few words?
I don't know. what's the protocol?
You're welcome to come up, and we kind of know what you're doing anyway, but we have to do this so that we can set the public hearing next month. So if you'd like to say anything before that, or if you want to wait till next month, that's fine too.
Do you have any questions for us?
I personally don't. I don't know if any of the other commission members do.
I think you've answered them all.
Okay.
And we do have this provided that we've had time to look at.
Awesome.
There's just a couple of things that I would like to see included in that plan. You want me to speak?
Sure.
So this is just a few things that I've added in that plan that would be consistent with the other same facility that's down on the corner. Sorry, Kim, I turned around too fast.
That's okay, thank you.
Will we get a copy of that?
Yes, you will. But I have other copies for you too that show the business plan of the Richters. And so this is just a copy of theirs, just so you can see kind of how they put that together. I think that these items they'll be looking for, and if you answer them now, you'll probably be ahead of the public hearing.
Okay, so this has to be submitted in, or you're going to vote on this being needed?
They're just setting a public hearing tonight. But if all the questions are answered when you come to the public hearing, then they'll be able to vote.
Tonight?
Not tonight. They're setting the date for the public hearing tonight. Okay.
So are you recommending that we resubmit a new outline that it looks like this?
It would just the same outline. I would just include that information if the commission wants you to. That's up to the commission. That was out of the planning office. Totally up to them.
Okay.
How they want to direct you.
So how will you let us know if that's what you want included?
Probably going to tell you here.
Okay.
Any comments or questions?
I really didn't have any after reading their description the first time.
And I think, you know, it would be nice to know this for public hearing. I wouldn't spend a lot of time drawing the map. Just, you know, here's us, here's the corral, this is where we're going to do it. Yeah, don't go to a lot of effort.
Okay.
I could even figure out how to print out an image from Google Maps and write on it. That would probably be the easiest.
And do I need to submit that ahead of time or just bring it with me next?
bring it with you. If you want to send it to Kim ahead of time, then she can put it in.
I'll put it in the packet if you want to submit it ahead of time. Otherwise, you can just bring it. So.
Any other questions?
Do we have an ordinance or a code on the number of animals a place can have?
Three large animals per acre.
Okay.
So you need more?
We need more animals.
Those are also about how many people can be in a class. Is that inside a home though, or is that per property?
I think that's all in the conditional use, what they feel won't be disturbing to the neighbors. So that's going to be up to the public hearing, what the neighbors say and what you guys decide.
Do you know that by chance?
Number of
people. Participants on any given day?
We are really pushing the school to only send 6 girls, and then they would have an additional staff of 2 or 3. They are saying that they want to do 10 girls, and we would rather not. So if we can say, hey, the city won't let us, that would be ideal for us. So
is that something that you want to include in your plan? Then that's what your conditional use will be based on, those conditions.
Yeah, you state it's just 6, then that's all we'll approve.
Careful what you ask for.
Okay, I think we're clear on that.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to set a public hearing for our next planning commission meeting in June.
Could we do it for the town council?
No, we come back in front of this board. It's a land use.
Okay.
So we won't get approved until next month, potentially.
Okay. I apologize. I didn't understand that.
So just to help me understand this, this is her third time here.
Yeah.
You know, just a question. I saw that you wanted to start in August, so I assume we're holding you up. Are we holding you up?
Not currently at the moment, with the exception of paperwork type stuff.
We have we have insurance and other logistics that have to be set up in kind of hinging on this that will take us time. So it would be ideal for us to get approved sooner rather than later. If we have to wait till June, I think it would work, but ideally it would suit us later.
Have we met conditions for this to be a public hearing tonight?
I thought, from when they were here before, that's what I thought they were coming for this time, but I
But if we
could
haven't
have been,
done it, we can't
right,
vote on it tonight.
Right.
We could have brought this tonight if we had known ahead of time.
But we have to notify the public in time for them to be here for the public hearing.
I see. Okay, I
didn't
understand.
And then all of the neighbors within 500 feet have to be.
And Amelia's already sent me all of that information,
so that's ready to go. But it just hasn't been done yet.
Yes.
She can't
yes.
send it until you guys set the public hearing.
Right.
Are there any beyond ordinances, beyond these kind of the rules that we absolutely need to keep? Is there anything beyond that that we're not understanding that is making this more challenging to? Is this what everybody goes through?
Right. So that's why I gave you that other plan.
Yeah.
Because that's how a conditional use. This is what's allowed in the RA5 zone. Once you get outside of that, then there's parameters that you're doing something that hasn't been identified in that zone. So therefore, there's conditions, and those have to be mitigated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so this is the process.
So 3 months is kind of the typical?
It probably not if everything was in right up front when we're ready to go.
So we got information of what needed to be handed in, we handed it in. And then we got additional information of what needed to be handed in, so then we did that. And now we have something additional that we have to do. So if you wonder, is that gonna keep going?
Well, I don't know. Is there application complete?
As far as I know, Ryan did.
We turned in a $200 check yesterday.
Okay.
So as of yesterday.
No, that was the only thing that was outstanding.
We have a completed application.
We weren't even aware that there was a $200 check required until earlier this week. So.
And at the last meeting, we said, is there anything else that we need to know that would hold up us getting approved in a month?
Yeah. So I know last month they said they would set the public hearing tonight.
Yeah.
But there's not time. There's not time to hold it at the council meeting because you have to have the 14-day notice out to the 500 foot. So even if they wanted to, they could hold it at the council meeting. They could hold a special meeting. totally up to you guys.
I thought we were in the timeframe, but.
Because that hasn't even been sent, has it, the letter?
No, but I can have that done even tonight if that's.
So a special meeting, we'd have to find out if it's available. It's pretty hard because the room's available. So it's hard to set it tonight.
It is.
So I think the safest thing for us to do is set it for the next meeting.
The next town council is June 6th, so that we have 2 weeks to do that.
You could squeeze it in.
I would suggest
and
that.
And I would do anything to make that happen.
So Kay, the problem is the town council meets at 6:30. Is it 6:30 now?
No, six.
So we would have to do it before that. Or we might have people available
It can be during the meeting. We have other public hearings that are during the meeting.
Yeah, but it's not a public hearing that the council holds. It's a public hearing that the planning commission
holds.
So it needs to be separate from the council meeting.
Okay, so we'll plan on June, 2 weeks after June 6th. Is that correct?
Third Wednesday of June.
Our next meeting, I believe, is June 15th. Is that going to be too late for you?
I think we can work with that. As long as what we've been handed here is all that we have left
I can't
do.
See that there would be anything that would delay past there that we know of right now.
I mean, there may be something that comes up in the meeting, but it's not something that we have to hold another public hearing or you have to come back for a meeting for.
Okay.
That I can foresee at this point.
Yeah,
and they don't have to go from our public hearing to the council. We approve her conditional use and she can go to work,
and
right?
It's done.
Okay.
And then you issue
the
permit.
Yeah, the conditional use will tie to that.
Okay.
I apologize. A lot of that is my learning curve. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The only thing that may change that is if somebody comes to the public hearing.
Yeah, some neighbor has an issue.
With some issue, then.
Oh, I did have a question about that. Is the 500-foot radius, is that from house to house or property line?
Property
lines. Amelia already sent me the all of the neighbors, and there's about 10 of them, but that includes Wasatch County and Heber City, and so.
We have 10 neighbors within 500 feet.
That are
property
technically
owners.
Property owners.
Got it.
So, but I already have that.
Okay.
No motion now?
Please. We have a motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion that we hold a public hearing for the Cherchenko conditional use permit at our next meeting on June 15th.
Okay.
Anything else need to be in there?
You have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Go ahead and vote.
Horner? Yes.
Wild? Yes.
Bennett? Yes.
I guess I got to vote today. Okay.
Wait, yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks for coming in and thanks for your patience.
Thank you.
See you again.
We'll be back.
See you next month.
Okay, kind of put the Richmond building plans on early just so you can see it because we would have to deal with it before the next meeting anyway. And so we might as well see it here. I don't know that Ryan has had time to go through that yet.
I have not, I'm sorry.
So, they're here. The main thing we would probably want to look at would be the site plan. But until Ryan's had a chance to look at it and through with it, but at that point, then we're going to have to email approve it.
Their building permit application.
We can do that, or in the past we have made a motion. If you've looked at the site plan, so I apologize, I haven't looked at it, we don't have the report just because it just came in. But we made a motion in the past. If you guys are comfortable with it, there doesn't appear to be anything to you that you know, it's approved subject to staff review and approval. And then we can get our letter done deal with any issues that come up in the code check.
I'm just looking for the site plan, because that's really the main thing we care about.
But you guys would have to make sure you're comfortable with it, so that's an option, but certainly not the requirement.
I have a copy of the site plan with me.
It's right here.
That's it.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Can we see that one on this end?
There'll be two site plans with the house and then the contour lines, so you should have two there.
Then I'll pass this out while you're looking at the site plan. This is my preliminary review on them.
I realize this is really small, so I may ask questions that are obvious on here if I have a magnifying glass.
Would you like to use my phone?
No, it's all right. Are you putting in a septic system? Or
yes.
Is that what the PERT test was for?
Yeah, so I believe we talked over email, and my main question...
May have been that, Eric.
Yeah, it was this Eric.
This Eric, okay, so yeah, me and Eric are on the same page. So with that older subdivision, the sewage lines can't handle anymore.
They're maxed out.
And so the only way I purchased this lot is by approving the septic system before I purchased it, which the percolation test is in there, and it's passed with the Wasatch County. And then also the site plan should, I'm not sure what you guys are looking at, but it should be in there. I know you guys aren't involved in the septic side, but I thought I'd throw it in there either way, just so that way you can see it.
Oh, I'm just trying to pull that up. We're going to be done before I pull this up, but technology is wonderful. We have it on the screen.
Kaden sent everything in a Google Share.
Correct, in Google Drive. Yep. So there's a site plan for the construction build and also the main floor plan.
What I handed you was just my preliminary review. So those are some items that I seen. Just I haven't been in depth. One thing I did see though on your plans is there's no height of the building. I can figure it out because I know what the pitch of the roof is, but it really should show on your plan the height of the roof.
Oh, that's. You sure it's not in there?
I didn't see it.
Let me double check because it should be in there. Shouldn't get engineered stamp without something like that.
Well, that's what I said.
We better take that up with the engineer then, huh?
I have your two elevations, but I don't have ridge line.
I looked at that, but seeing how the design of the house, I wasn't concerned about it.
Yeah, as I said, I could figure it out, but I shouldn't have to.
Yeah, and you're 100% right. I am looking at these plans, and that engineer did not include that. If that's a problem, I can talk to him.
It's not on the report. I just mentioned it to you. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Only if it's too tall, then it's a problem.
Yeah.
Basement, single, so we should be fine.
Yeah, I don't see you have a problem. So, just everyone read the planner's report.
This?
Yeah.
Almost.
Okay.
So I'm recommending motion number one on there.
Okay.
Everything on there okay?
I didn't even notice you threw that in front of me.
Stealthy.
You're sneaky.
It's not usually how it goes.
Okay, are we ready for a motion on this? Okay, call for a motion. We can do any of these four that are listed at the bottom, or
anything you want. Did you guys get one off? Do you want to look at it?
I'll make a motion that we approve the building permit the Richens building permit, conditional upon approval by TO Engineering and staff with regard to plat and the five stated limitations on our staff report from the planning office, and any other engineering issues that would be found in the review.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, do we have an application in here somewhere? Building permit application.
I have
it right there.
Thank you.
Let me just take a quick peek.
Good job on getting all your contractors on there. Good job.
Yeah, well, we do specs home, so it's pretty easy, you know.
I have to chase people down for that information, so good job.
Makes it easier for everyone, doesn't it?
Yes.
So is the septic tank size and stuff that's not here now, does that come?
So the reason why it's not included with you guys on that is because it's through the county. I included the percolation test, and then also I think I included the mapping, did I not?
I didn't see the mapping.
The mapping should be in that Google Drive folder, if you could pull that up, Mark. I'm not sure if you can or not. I included that as well, just so you guys can see, you know, the whole process. And that'll be something that, is it Tracy Richardson? Tracy Richardson will be sending that to you, or will he be sending
Ryan?
He'll be coordinating with Ryan on the septic tank, so I'm not allowed to fill out that.
Okay.
So the form is kind of set, but that side is for the applicant, and then the other half is for us.
That's where the health department comes in on item three.
Yeah.
We will have a letter back from them before we move forward.
And the fire and the
correct,
right. All of those.
We're covered then.
Okay. Call for vote.
Horner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Ben, yes.
Wade, yes.
Well, too, keep building.
Not right now with the concrete shortage. Maybe in 3 months.
Put your order in now.
And time and.
Yeah, it is what it is. It'll get done.
Yeah, Tracy called me about your water hookup, but I haven't heard nothing on the subject.
I think he's. I'm not sure, but I think his assistant said he was taking some time off or something.
Good for him.
He was really good, though. Johnny on the spot with all my questions.
Good deal.
All right, we're on to item four.
Yeah.
Which are business licenses.
Didn't show that.
We have no new ones. We have these five renewals. We had any complaints on the renewals?
Do you want me to read them? So it's Adam Knight Plumbing, Bush Family Farm, Bart Wild and Associates, Full Scope Sewing, and Action Performance Electric.
Well.
Adam Knight? Yeah, it's in.
We had any complaints or any?
No complaints at all on any of those.
Okay.
I guess I'll call for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we renew these five business licenses.
Need to, that we recommend to the council to renew
business
licenses.
Yeah, this will be a recommendation.
Okay. That worried.
I will second that.
Okay, any discussion? Hearing, call for the vote.
Horner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Yeah, yes.
Wade, yes. Okay, thank you. Go to the final report.
Do you guys have that in your packet? Any questions or comments?
We do.
Questions for me? You guys need to know what Ryan's doing?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I'm here. Checking up.
You need one of those, Lisa?
Always.
Okay. All right. You're being quiet back there. Okay.
Can you tell us about Weston Scout? Where that's at? There's been a request, but what happens?
So we put it on the agenda, and Kim sent notice out to the attorneys, and they asked to be removed from the agenda this month, but they'll be here next month.
Okay.
I know a couple of people have emailed me with questions on it. Tried to answer those questions.
A couple of their people?
What's that?
Their attorneys or the?
No, their attorneys don't like me. So.
Oh.
It's okay, I'm not hurt.
I didn't figure you would be.
Better off to hire a title company to do a title search than an attorney and find out what happened, but yeah. It's up to them.
Yeah. So that'll be on your next agenda anyway. Anything else good on there? No questions?
Is there any updates on the complaints section?
Yeah, the council's asked me to take those off of this report, so.
Oh, really? Does that mean they're not an issue anymore? They've been resolved?
It sounds like they've agreed to a letter on the reader. The same with the charging codes working through the
right.
Their stock reporter. And the mayor has personally taken on Mr. Hill. He's bigger than me, so.
How about it? Okay. Next item is the minutes, and I'm not sure if everyone's had a chance to read those.
I apologize. I don't understand, but several of you said that you didn't get the attachments, and I went through my sent folder and it's showing, so I don't know what the glitch is. So next month I'll send a test. To make sure that everything, I don't know if it's like a permissions issue or.
Some of the other emails, I got the attachments, just not.
Yeah, it seemed really random. And it wasn't just you, it was the town council
right.
too. So it wasn't just the planning commission. So I don't understand.
Was those in OneDrive?
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of because I pulled up my scent because a couple of people, not just Mary said the same thing, and then it didn't even update the, you both sent me in your things, and then what was sent out wasn't even updated. So I think it might be a OneDrive issue. And so I will make sure, but rather than complicate the issue, I just brought the minutes. So they're pretty straightforward.
Okay. I think we handle this by a motion to continue this to the next meeting.
The minutes?
Yeah.
The minutes approval, because we haven't had time to make
oh, okay.
So, call for a motion. Unless you want to read them. And
I think I'll read them
tonight at home. And
okay. All right, do I have a motion then to continue with the next meeting, if that's what you'd like to do?
I'll make a motion that we extend approval of what was the Wednesday, April 20th minutes until our June commission meeting.
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Okay, I'll call for the vote.
Horner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Wade, yes. Okay, now we've been waiting for the show.
Excellent. I will try to respond to the appropriate level of enthusiasm. I think remote 2 turns on the TV with the same screen. Part of me says it's not broke, don't fix it. Part of me says it would be great if they did.
Be awesome.
I didn't have to turn around.
There's so many remotes.
Well, you're giving me
Which remote would, like, seriously?
Yes, sir.
Which of the four remotes would you like?
Which one's number two?
So I'm going off of the directions that were hung out there that said remote two. I found remote one. I didn't get to step two.
I'm fine.
This one says use for volume only. So.
We don't want to give Ryan any volume.
There it is.
Wow. Maybe we need to flip.
We went from not having a map from the last meeting to having two maps on a computer. So I'd like to point out how far we can come.
And I want to tell you thanks for making the effort to do it too.
So I had a backup plan.
I put a bug in his ear all month. Like, we need a map. We need a map. We need a map.
I think maybe we want to flip this room around.
I'm sorry.
I think we want to flip the room next month.
I was asked to give kind of the planning commission kind of a background on what our water system looks like and capacities. And so, zooming out real quick.
We'll get those taken care of.
Okay, zooming out real slow. This is our town. Yeah. And this is the water system. So, our tank. Can anyone see that cursor?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So we have.
Is this just? Oh, you've got the Storm Haven.
Storm Haven's up around the corner. I was going to start with this and then go around the corner. Is that right, Gary?
Yep.
All over.
Other than you build a new house, oh, that's an arrow that's on top of
it. So I'll explain the arrows. The arrows were informational items, and it's called a missing asset because we don't have a survey shot of that water meter. So Gary's a missing asset.
It's because there is no water meter.
So starting up here is where our sources are. So we have two springs that were originally dug as tunnels. So they go back, they're tunnels about 100 feet into the mountain, just like a mining tunnel. And water comes out. They went in with one big hole and then drilled little like 1-inch holes out into the mountain and about 30 feet. It collects water, runs down into a little collection box, and then is piped to our pump house. One of the tunnels is still accessible. The other tunnel, they collapsed. They put some pipe in and collapsed because it was becoming unsafe way before any of us were around. Together, those springs make about 100 gallons a minute here. There was an old system that's now has been abandoned for about 11 years. It flowed into a small, about 50,000 gallon tank. And from there, it went through a single booster pump up to an 80,000 gallon tank. And from there, it was fed through a 10-inch line to the distribution system, and then out through a series of 6 and 8 inch pipes. And you can kind of see here along our, the water lines basically run along our major roads. There's a pressure reducing valve in our four-way intersection here. And so everything running east down 3,000 south from that four-way intersection is in a lower pressure zone. So we have a total on the main system of two pressure zones. About the last recession and the stimulus package, we got a grant for over $4 million. So total funding of over $4 million, about 70% grant, and we're still paying back a loan on the remainder at 0%. Which with the inflation we've had is an awesome deal, by the way. Mm-hmm. With that package, we drilled a well back up here near our springs. The well produces about 400 gallons a minute. And the point of the well was, one, that the 100 gallons a minute was that the springs were making or so was not enough all the time. And so there were days when we weren't filling the tanks and days we were running out of water. We were right on the borderline of, we weren't on the borderline. We were over capacity on our springs. So we drilled a well. The well produces 400 gallons a minute. It was a home run. And we built a new pump house that upgraded our pumps to duplex pumps, so we have redundancy and some safety factors there. And we built on the up here on the hill an 800,000 gallon tank, so 10 times bigger than the one that was there. So currently the system has almost a 1 million gallon tank and the capacity to produce about 500 gallons a minute from our sources, assuming everything's running well. And to date, the springs have been pretty amazing. So even during the drought, I've seen it down at 94 to 96 gallons a minute, and then up as high as 120, 130. We've said that its safe yield is 100 gallons a minute. As part of this project, that was the first and second phase of funding. As we were right in the middle of this, the Division of Drinking Water called us back and said, somebody else couldn't perform, we have some extra money, can you use it? And if anyone knows Mayor Duggan, the answer was absolutely, we got it designed and ready to go. Next call, hey Ryan, I got us another $1 million, what are you gonna do with it? P.S., I already told him that it's designed. So, cool, I know what I'm doing this weekend. So we designed and the replacement of about 4 miles of water line. So we replaced basically everything here in blue. So we ran a 10-inch water line all the way from the tank and all the way down Little Sweden Road. We upgraded from a 4-inch line to a 10. The 3,000 South, upper 3,000 South and Mill Road was upgraded to an 8. We ran a line from here all the way down Daniel Road as an 8. And we ran a line down 3,000 South to Big Hollow Road, where we connected to an existing 8-inch line that the county had run from the rest of the way down to the county building years ago. So at the conclusion of that project, we had replaced everything that was not 8-inch or bigger, and we replaced everything that was not C900 or better. So basically all the old crap got replaced.
An engineering term, old crap.
Yeah. We have an acronym for that. But anyway, so that was what happened about 10 years ago. At the end of the project, we actually had a few dollars left. And so we upgraded all of our water meters. Wanna go ahead and grow them now?
No.
So we had a manual read system. And so we had two guys that would go around in the summer months and they'd open the lid and they'd write it down on a little piece of paper and then we put it in the spreadsheet and then we'd go back. It took us about 2 weeks to do billing. It was awesome. We upgraded all of our meters to a drive-by system, which at the time we thought was pretty slick. And 11, 12 years ago, it was pretty slick. So now we drive down the roads and it all goes into the little computer and the little computer transposes far fewer numbers than the guys that are reading and sticking their hands in holes with spiders. So it was far more accurate, worked a lot better. And so we upgraded all of the water meters at the conclusion of this project. And I guess I should say, while we were replacing the water lines, we also did all the laterals. So if you had your connection from the main to the meter was also replaced in all those areas we dug. A few years later, I think it was 2014, that's not helpful. We had been in conversations with the Stormhaven area and the Stormhaven water system, which was a privately operated system for a long time. And had and still has a number of issues. I'm a good water engineer. Technology is still struggling from time to time. Sorry about the rough movements here. The Stormhaven water system, as I hope most of us know, is up around the corner past the port of entry. It services about an additional 60 homes, 58 or so homes. It was originally built to serve a trailer park. And then it has been, we'll use the word upgraded, was the word drinking water uses, but we'll say modified to eventually serve as cabins and now full-time residents. The system is comprised of one well that did 30 gallons a minute, huge source, with a 2 to 4 inch lines, distribution, all PVC schedule 20, which to use a very technical term is garbage. Breaks very easily, cracks when you look at it funny, generally not stuff you know. I don't use it in my projects because I can't afford to do it twice, deal with all the breaks. That's what's in the ground. The well is located up in the Stormhaven neighborhood. Right as you drive in, you'll see a little 2-acre piece and now a very brightly colored wellhead, red. That's a new well. So after we took over the water system, we received a grant the first year for $40,000. We upgraded all the meters the first year to match the tapped meters so that we could have one reading system and one billing system, which was very helpful. We also were able to get a generator and do a little study on what else needed to be done. A few years after that, we made some improvements to the well, which caused Drinking Water to do a review of the existing well and conclude that it never met drinking water standards and never got an operating permit back in 1972. And we now could no longer get an operating permit because it didn't have the appropriate grout seal or many other things. And so the well was non-compliant. And in our attempt to eliminate the freezing issue, we somehow let that one surface. So we were able to get a CDBG grant and we drilled another well up on property that we own. So the old well is on an easement of somebody's yard, it's in their backyard. We were able to drill a new well out of the floodplain and up on property that the town owns, which was a good improvement. That well now produces about 175 to 200 gallons a minute and is operating with a pump on a VFD, variable frequency drive. And so it ramps the pump up and down to maintain water pressure in the system. I have two answers on the storage here real quick. My answer to the storage is there is no storage in Storm Haven right now. The pump produces more than the peak day demand, peak hour demand, and the pump ramps up and down to meet the demand. Officially, to stay compliant with drinking water, there is a 20,000 gallon tank that's full of water and has a booster pump. And should it become necessary, that booster pump will kick on and put water into the system. I hope it doesn't happen, but it does. We do have that tank. It is holding water, and that does provide additional source of our peak. If we had an instantaneous peak, that would exceed the well. So in total, we have about 500 gallons a minute of capacity at our main pump station, with an additional 175 to 200 gallons a minute up in Storm Haven.
Those two are not linked together in any way.
Those two are not connected at this time. So the next question, we did a master plan in 2012 and updated it in 2014, and it calls for them to eventually be updated. So the master plan calls for an additional 300,000 gallon or 350,000 gallon tank somewhere up in this neighborhood, but at the right elevation to supply pressure to the Storm Haven neighborhood. Replacement of all of the 2 and 4 inch pipe, and a quick summary. And we relocated it in the master plan. We said we could go along the roads. Right now it goes through a lot of backyards and other really interesting paths. So we proposed that we just put it out in the road where we could find it. And then connect the systems from together. So that was a line down Little Sweden Road here and then up the highway so that the two systems work together. The thought process was to build a booster station somewhere right around the suburban propane place so that we could run water both from the upper zone into the town should we need to, and then also run both ways so that we were fully redundant. The master plan also called for additional water lines in the main system, a little more distribution and some other things. We applied for a grant in 2020 and we received an award for a 30% grant with a 60% loan for a total of $6 million to connect the two systems and build that water tank and some other items. The town has not accepted that funding package because it requires a fairly healthy hike in the water bill. Not just the Storm Haven water bill, but it was everything on our capital improvement plan, so it was a raise to everybody's water bill, and so that's currently being reevaluated. One thing I don't have shown, but I'll mention really quickly, is the Billy Mothers system. So there's a third water system here along Little Sweden Road that is shown where we don't have pipes, but we have homes. So that's currently operated by Twin Creeks, which is effectively JSSD. We had asked back in 2014 when we did our master plan, is this something you would consider giving up since it's in the town? Could we take over this system or this portion of the system since there's an 8-inch pipe that I need to run an 8-inch pipe down the section of road and you have an 8-inch pipe down the section of road. Can we work together? In 2014, I was told no, and so we're showing parallel lines in this section. Subsequent to 2014, I've had more discussions, and they're now willing to say, if you want it, you can have it. So another possibility is instead of running this pipe, we could take over this portion of the Billy Beather system and use that pipe and collect, I think it's an additional 14 customers. So that offer has been extended. We haven't accepted it. Nobody's made any moves on to make that happen, but it is an option.
If we take that over, do they come off and like cap that and it just goes to our system? Or are the systems then going to end up being combined and connected?
Good question. That all goes into the negotiations that we haven't had. Okay. My preference would be that we would, well, there are valves right here in Highway 40. My preference would be that we would close that valve but not disconnect it so that the systems operated independently. But should we have an emergency, we can open the valve and continue to serve water through the Twin Creek system. As somebody who looks at the water system and all the ways it can fail and all the ways you guys are all gonna call me when it doesn't work, I like redundancy, and the more sources we can have, the better. Because most of you know where I live, and if the water turns off, I'm afraid you're gonna come find me. So my preference would be to leave it connected and just have an agreement that in an emergency we can open it up. An upgrade to that would be to put in a pressure sustaining valve or a pressure relief valve, which would automatically open up if we ever had a problem. And so it wouldn't require anyone to manually go up there. And I would not recommend that we physically disconnect the systems. For the general plan that you're talking about later, the question is how much water do we have and how much water do we need? So those are the sources, those are where they're located. If we carry out the master plan, they will all be integrated together. The town of Daniel is about 2,000 acres. At 5 acres per house, it's about 400 homes when we're built out. Rounding that up to 500, because we have some homes that are on less than 5 acres and some homes that are on a little more, and then we have some commercial zones. It's a number that needs to be evaluated, I think, as part of the general plan update. But for purposes tonight, I said, let's call it 500, add a 20%. At 500 ERUs, well, let me back up. So before I get to there, we're gonna say build out, we're 500 homes, or homes equivalent. Right now, we are using about 172 acre feet of water a year for our water rate. Our current water rights are about 218. So we're good currently, but we won't be in the future. I'll get to that in a minute. The storage tank, we have an 800,000 gallon storage tank, and I didn't count the 20,000 gallons up at Stormhaven because it's only 20,000 gallons. So we currently have 800,000 gallons of storage. We're currently using about 420 of that. Our source capacity, between the Stormhaven well and the 500 gallons a minute down below, we have about 650, 675 gallons per minute. We could probably push that to 700 if we did an additional test on our Stormhaven well. We're currently using about 119 gallons a minute at peak day. At build out, so I'll go back over those numbers again compared to what we have. At build out, we're going to need something on the order of 400 acre feet of water as a water right. And to reiterate, we currently have 218. Our storage at build out will need about 730 to 760,000 gallons, and we currently have 800. We planned that one. So that was good to see 10 years later that math actually still worked. And then as far as our source, in the future we'll need 270 to 280 gallons per minute. And we currently have about 675 gallons a minute of capacity if the springs and everything continue to work as they have been.
What's the well by itself, remind me?
The well by itself, the main Daniel Well 1 makes 400 gallons a minute, and Stormhaven is about 175.
Those are close by themselves.
What was that?
Those would be close to that 600. By themselves.
Yeah, so I'm counting 100 gallons a minute from our springs.
And how many homes are on their own well?
I don't know that. I can tell you.
I heard it was roughly half.
It is. Right? Yes, it is roughly half. But when I did this analysis, that the 2,000 acres divided by five. That's not looking at who's on the system and who isn't. That's just saying at build out, it assumes there's a home every 5 acres and the home is on the system, plus 20%.
But we do know we have 224 customers that are on currently.
Okay.
Plus a couple of commercial and church.
So the thing we're short on then is water rights.
Correct. So as planned right now, the 800,000 gallon tank is properly sized, maybe a little too close for comfort, but properly sized. We need to build another one up at Stormhaven for the elevation and the fire flow and other reasons. So there's, even though we have adequate storage, we don't have it in the places we need it, or we need some really big, really expensive pumps. The tank is cheaper. And then our sources are in good shape. So you're right, we do need additional water rights, and that's why as new folks come in, for new connections, we ask them to provide water rights as well as pay the impact fee. So as our water demand grows, we're asking for additional water rights. And that's partially why the town was, in the previous administration, buying irrigation shares. It was because we do have a significant shortfall at some point in the future.
Under our current plans, what do they have to turn in when they do a connection? How many acre feet?
Currently, we're asking for 0.8 acre feet, so that's 0.45 acre feet for the house and 0.45 acre feet for irrigation is how we're calculating that.
So that equates to one share of Daniel water, but right.
That's correct.
You say that's 0.8.
Yeah.
Gary's right. The most common form of turning in a water right is turning in shares of Daniel Irrigation. But common, you know, misnomer as you talk to people who move in is we do not require Daniel Irrigation shares. We require a valid water right in this area. So if you have a well and you want to connect to the system, you could use that well water right and turn that over to the town and not turn over any shares. If you have extension water or temp water or other water that we can get over here without a big protest and a fight, then that would work too. So we're not requiring Daniel Irrigation shares, we're requiring a water right that we can transfer to our well.
No, you did. No, you did do good. And I don't want to play the doomsayer, but one of the things on my mind is, you know, if we have, I don't know, 100, 200 houses on their own wells, what if something were to happen to those one day? Whether it's...
You mean we start pumping that with 400 gallons a minute and it dries everybody up?
Well, that's the question is, do we have water to connect to everybody if we need to? And you kind of covered that. We don't have pipes to everybody, but we have the water.
Well, if we require them to turn in that water to connect, right?
Yeah, we would at that point, yeah.
So since 2000, we've had a dozen or so wells that have gone dry. Uh-huh. And that's what they do, is it's cheaper to hook on the system than to redo the well. So that's what they've done, is they've come in and gone.
But if there's a pipe by their house,
right?
You know, if you're, yes, somebody like me, I'm a long ways away from a pipe.
You're kind of in a different aquifer though, because you're up on the hill.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah. And that was our thoughts with the spring. You just don't know.
Sure. Sure.
You actually don't know it anyway.
Does the pipe make it to your house? You're right on the border.
Yeah, it does. It goes to basically the south property line on Keith Bates, or Carol Bates.
Oh, Carol Bates. So you could have got
so
the dam too.
Dam's about right there.
Okay.
So there are a number of plans, in the master plan, there are plans to extend those water lines down most of our roads. But there, you know, it's in the master plan. It was in that funding package that we submitted for. The idea was it was when, you know, they were talking about, you know, ARPA money and stimulus money and
Let's
go big or go home. And I thought, well, what the heck? So I took the whole CIP out of the whole master plan and I said, well, here, this is what it costs to build everything. How much will you give us? And My theory was if they came back and said, we'll give you 90% grant, then Let's start digging. They didn't. But it was a good try. And we have our grant specialist who's going to give it another shot.
Yeah. 90's hard, but...
We can go for 100.
Yeah, why not?
Ask for 100.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's
don't
funny.
Say no. Oh, well,
you even found new imagery.
Yeah, I noticed these two holes right here.
It's funny, on the drinking water application, it phrases how much grant would you like or how much grant do you want? I'm like, well, that's a thaw. I want 100%, so I fill it out 100% every time, and then they call me and they're like, Ryan, you did it again. You know we don't accept this. And I'm like, then change it to what would I accept? But what do I want? I want it all. What do I need? No, that's a whole other question. I mean, 10 years later, it still says, what do you want?
Okay. That's all I need.
I'm trying to run math here, and I don't know that I have all the right numbers here, but so if we got, I'm trying to make it easy math for me here because I can't do big numbers in my head. We're saying we're potentially going to look at another 250 connections on full build out, and we get an acre foot. I'm just making math easy for me here.
Mm-hmm.
So that gets us really close to what, you know, right around where we need to be to cover all that, it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
So if that's what we're doing. But then I'm trying to back into the math of we're saying We've got 224 connections currently, and about half of our homes or whatever are on there. That would tell me we're already at 450 build out, and we're saying we're only going to get to 500, so we're only, and then I get this is all approximations, but let's say there's only 50 more houses coming in Daniel. I'm just trying to get my head around there so I can make sure that I'm looking at, are we really getting the water that we think we're getting, and trying to check that math back and forth.
Yeah, so I think the is 500 ERUs the right number is a great question. And I explained how I got there.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that's right.
Yeah.
That's the numbers that we used.
Yeah, just
and,
I get the approach.
And we've said that about half are still on wells, but frankly, we've been saying that now for 12 years, and a lot of them have connected, so I think we probably need to update that a little bit better. I don't know that that's accurate. As far as build out areas go, there's not that many, there's a lot of properties that are under 10 but over 5.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So you can't subdivide it to make a 5-acre lot, so it's only going to be one house.
Sure.
And then we have a lot of properties that are under the 5 acres that are already lots of record houses on them. And so we have not done a really detailed analysis. We also haven't looked very closely at the commercial and how much commercial we want and how much that's going to use. So I could see that 500 changing. I think as long as with our water rights, we require them to bring whatever they're going to use, then our water rights will always be, whole there.
Sure.
But the storage and the source, those numbers will change because right now our impact fee is allowing them to buy into our storage, our source, and our distribution system. And if we allow too many people to buy in, we'll have oversold. Right now it looks pretty good, but if 500 is actually 1,000,
we're not there
yet. Then we need a new tank and we need more source.
It's something that we need to think about. If we were to ever say, hey, we're going to designate this area as more of a high density housing, okay, that would change all that.
Yes.
And so this helps us decide if that's something we should ever consider or not.
You might even change a few boards.
A few what?
Boards.
You're correct. The commercial zones, I think from a water distribution, water modeling perspective, we've got about the worst possible scenario we can. You put the commercial, which could be our highest demand, about as far away from the tank as you possibly could.
Sure.
Yeah.
So thanks for that. But right now, as long as our peak day is 300 gallons a minute and we got to deliver 1,500 gallons a minute of fire flow, it doesn't make that much difference. But if we ever put in a large commercial area, hotels, restaurants, things that use lots of water, and we put it at the very end of our system, there's a very good chance that our existing distribution network would not deliver, the water that we have to the place that we need it. So the distribution is set up to deliver 1,500 gallons a minute of fire flow plus our peak day demand. So that's called 300 gallons a minute, and that 10-inch lineup by the tank, but as we come down, that diminishes. So if you put in a 500 gallon a minute, public works building, for example, that would really screw things up.
On the positive side, we don't have sewer for that either anyway, so.
Correct. Yeah,
if you
500 gallon a minute demand with, where would go.
It goes in one end and out the other.
So is that a lot easier to accommodate that flow on the east side of the highway versus down by the airport, given it's closer, or because we're going more downhill there? I mean, help me understand.
Yeah, generally speaking, the closer you get to the tank, the easier it will be. I think if we were to do something significant, like one of the major project that would have that, I would only ask that we consider that we may be upgrading our system. And so if we put something down by the transfer station, that was huge, we may have to upsize that 8-inch line all the way back to the four-way, and it may be a 10-inch the whole way, rather than, and so it's not to say we can't do it, it's just to, if we do make a change like that, all of a sudden our new pipe and everything's great turns into, not quite so great.
Not enough, yeah.
And we've talked in the past about looping these lines, connecting, making loops in them to be able to deliver more through more lines. You're over a barrel.
Sure.
It's not here yet, but you know it's coming.
Yeah. And I guess it'd be the same issue, I guess, potentially on more up and to the right here. I mean, because those were 8-inch lines over here. here as well, right? If you're talking about the commercial on that highway over that way, further to the right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all on Twin Creeks right now.
Well, no, I mean, I'm talking like this.
Oh, that became commercial.
Yes.
Yeah, so right now, Twin Creeks has some water lines in that area, although yeah, not much. So,
but they are connected to those commercial developments that are right there, right?
Yes.
Right.
That's all Twin Creeks. That's not, yeah, we don't service any of that stuff.
Yeah, so the commercial developments right here are all Twin Creeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The commercial area, I lost my mouse, here is us.
Yeah, but the top end of the homes on that top end are also Twin Creeks right now.
So we're servicing the one that waves out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So to answer your question a little more in detail, the fire flows here are slightly higher than at the end of 3000 South, but it's because of the elevation drop and all those other things, it's pretty close.
They're
to
pretty,
the line.
Pretty similar.
And, yeah, and I don't want, you know, there's a little bit of extra capacity. We're not right on the line. So if we put in, you know, a warehouse or some low use demand, it wouldn't be a big deal. We're not that close.
Sure,
but if you did a, you know, 400 unit hotel or something, it's not going to be fed by that 8-inch line. Sure. Well, I guess it will, but not very well.
Okay.
It's a great old bit. Good job, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. Yeah.
So as a side note, the springs right now are producing 133 gallons a minute. Last Friday.
It's pretty cool for a,
yes,
30 year drought.
I know it.
And like, they tell you they only make 100.
Is that just seasonally?
It does. It goes up and down, and you think it would be down, but it's up.
But in August, you have
anticipated. We've never seen it below 99, right?
I think I saw 96 once.
96.
I can argue the meter wasn't, I mean, at that point, are we talking about calibration meters?
Yeah.
what time of the year is it when it's in its lowest flow?
So yeah, right after irrigation season, October, November, is the lowest I've seen it. And spring is usually the peak, when we're seeing the runoff, it tends to come up a little bit, so.
And we're there.
That doesn't surprise me, that right now we're seeing.
I'm curious because the wells tend to be lowest about 1st of March, into February.
Yeah.
So this one, it comes back in the winter. It's interesting. When the irrigation goes off, about 2 weeks later, you start to see a little dip, not a big dip. It's really pretty, I mean, 100 to 130 gallons a minute is pretty steady for a spring. North Fork has a spring that varies between 20 and 400 gallons a minute for comparison. So what we see is variability is pretty minor, but a couple weeks after irrigation season, we see a tail off and it usually holds steady. And then as we start to get snowfall, it'll come back up just a little bit, peak in the spring, and then slowly kind of tail off until that October time frame again. It seems pretty consistent.
So you guys should probably also know that, of course, Storm Haven doesn't have an overflow, but this has an overflow that goes right into the pond for Daniel Irrigation. So everything's being...
Where's that?
Find my cursor. So when it leaves here, there's an overflow line that goes into the Daniel Irrigation Pond so that we can claim, so as far as what we're diverting and what we're using, we're wholesaling any overflow that we might have from the springs into the Daniel irrigation system. During irrigation season, that's an easy sell. It gets used. Outside irrigation season, it's a little bit more of a stretch.
And the rest of their water comes from where?
So they divert from Daniel Creek when it's flowing. Mm-hmm. It's actually flowing this year, which surprised the heck out of me. I didn't see that coming. Also didn't move any of the dead trees out of the creek either, so that was a mistake, but hey, it made it flow, so I'll take it. And then they get water pumped over from Jordanelle when Daniel Creek is not sufficient.
Aren't there some big springs? Well, called big springs right there too?
Yes. So there's a big spring located right somewhere right in here that produces quite a bit of water, and Daniel Creek generally runs from here down to the lower diversion. The upper and middle diversion go dry fairly quickly. No, that's not true. The upper diversion always has a little bit of water, but not sufficient water. The middle diversion runs out of water, assuming the upper diversion does a good job. And then just below the big spring, that catches a lot of the water, and they don't pump very much in the lower pond, as I understand it. So the upper and middle zone use most of the pump water from.
Okay, just curious how much they produce. I don't know. been putting a lot at the water from the lower pond is from Jordan now, just because the water quality is just like drinking water when it's hot, big springs.
I just, I thought the day that we were overlooking at the pump house, I thought he pointed over this way somewhere and said that there was a spring and that came from the irrigation water. So that's what you're talking about.
The spring is located somewhere right in here.
Yeah, we weren't able to see it, but okay.
And you can't see it from one place to the other, and we have had a debate about developing that spring and running a pipe over. And if you want to see a lot of people come to the meetings and be very happy, bring that one up. Okay. Put that one on the agenda, we'll have Casey present.
Whoever has body armor can do it.
Do you have all those numbers you were spouting off in a spreadsheet that you can send to us?
Sure.
Instead of my chicken scratches, I was trying to keep up with you.
Yeah, I can give you a spreadsheet.
Thank you. Very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, Ryan.
Okay. Take a motion to adjourn.
Time to wake up.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
This meeting?
Yes. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Horner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Blake, yes. Okay. We now want to enter our work session on the general plan. Everybody's willing to leave or stay?
They're running.
Thank you guys for letting me sit in. I appreciate that.
Do you guys want a copy of what's handed out at the work session before you go? You're welcome to. I have copies. It's the general plan.
Our only complaint about Ryan is what he said, that it's plant growing. If he'd have started 150 years ago, things would be a lot better.
This is
going to
do better.
So when he did start, he did a great job.
Yeah.
So he's somehow convinced you guys that he's perfect.
No.
You know, I can spend a few minutes correcting that if you want.
You can leave it out.
If it was perfect, it would be no fun.
So from the out-of-towners, are there any thoughts on water?
What's that?
Are there any thoughts on we got a new change of water?
Yeah.
No, I mean, what he's talking about is, this is the first time I've heard this presentation, but getting some redundancy in your system, having a valve, even if it's closed, being able to bring some water over. If you have a well go down, you can have weird reasons wells go down, and actually being able to, for that temporary time, be able to run water across the system is good.
Yeah, so, thank you, sir.
I see a need to get some fire storage on your other side of your system. Like anyways, because you don't have enough for fire storage on the
Stormhaven. There is no fire storage up there.
Yeah. So I see that as something that probably wouldn't.
Well, we don't even have fire hydrants all over the city, but that's because we don't have pipes everywhere yet. So.
No, what it sounds like is you guys have made some, and maybe it wasn't you, maybe it was a prior council or commission, but you've made some decisions to go after grants and take out some loans when the timing was right. And get this thing so it's got the right size pipes. And then the fact that your flow capacity exceeds what you need and your storage capacity exceeds what you currently need, I wish you were my client. Because, I mean, you kind of are, because I worked for TO as well, but a lot of my clients were actually looking at not quite enough flow or not quite enough storage, and they're a real different position. So it seems like you're in a decent spot. That's good. Good foresight by the city fathers.
These droughts going on probably always will.
It was a pleasure to sit through that. Thanks for letting me do that. I appreciate that. And Ryan and I partner on quite a few things, and he said, I've got a cool presentation on that if you want to come watch it. So
I think you did great, because I have no idea what's going on now. I feel like I didn't know about it.
That's why they're willing to come here to talk about it.
Oh, great. Yeah, I can write a grant about that.
Well, thank you guys. I'll leave you back here.
Yeah, no, really. That was super informative. I get it. That's great.
See, that waiting for another year when we actually have water running in the big hall.
Thank you. It's been a while.
It has. It's been 4 or 5 years.
You got 5 minutes.
And 5 minutes?
Yeah.
So you were probably having like a gravel pit as you're
being left. So
no. Area for a tank? Is that, how does that work?
Across the highway?
So it is across the highway. So there's really no good spot in Storm Haven for a tank because we need the elevation. So I mean, we could do a tower, which would be expensive and dumb with the mountains right there. So I had negotiated a deal with this property owner right here to put in a tank if we would give him the right to 10 connections. And we were very explicit that he had 10 connections. That did not mean we gave him 10 connections. He had to pay the impact fee, he had to bring the water rates, he had to bring, but he could have 10 connections worth of water if he brought all that other stuff, if he allowed us a couple acres to build a tank right here in this corner. This corner, sorry. I don't know that it matters for this discussion, but somewhere right in there.
Okay.
One of the council members has approached the gravel pit, and it turns out there's an elevation right about in here that we could probably build a small tank. Still big enough. And it is, there's a lot less pipe to get to that location, so that's better. But what you do, you bore under the highway twice probably, and it's expensive. So the real question was in that grant, I told you we needed 350,000 gallons for Storm Haven with, you know, minor expansion. When I put that grant in, I said that we were gonna build 800,000 gallon tank. First of all, I have plans for an 800,000 gallon tank. I kind of know what one looks like. It's working pretty well, so let's not fix what's broke. And then two, that was gonna give us excess storage if we were contemplating more commercial area, the Charleston thing, other future, let's, you know, the cost of building a tank is showing up to build a tank. Whether you build a 300,000 gallon tank or, don't get me wrong, bigger tanks cost more, but that's not where the money is. And so my thought was, if we're gonna build a tank, let's build a tank. And one of the ways to grow, one of the ways to-
an engineer.
For the general.
Yeah, true. That kind of tank took quite a toll now.
A little more insight.
So no chance of putting a tank on the other side?
So the best place to put a tank on the other side, of course there's a spot, but the best place is to put it up by the pond, by the upper pond. Also puts us at about the right elevation.
That's the irrigation
pond. That's the irrigation pond. I looked at this mountainside, and the mountainside's great, but you want to be about halfway up that 40% slope. Mm-hmm. And you can't get there from here. So the amount of dirt you have to move to build a road to get up there, it becomes cheaper to just come all the way up to the upper pond. And so that is an option, is that, you know.
That's a long pipe to come down.
It is a long pipe, and that's the bad news, is it's a long pipe.
Does that good, need a hydro generation plant to slow that water down?
The good news is that we have arguably an easement to get from here to there, because there's a Daniel irrigation pipe already. So if we parallel that existing pipe, one could argue that they.
You could argue it, but you probably lose.
But yeah, I don't disagree. We're off the record.
You don't. I don't think the fight is on.
Not you, though. It's Oakleberry.
It's Oakleberry.
No.
Oakleberry.
Well, Daniel Irrigation signed an agreement that they'll work with us and allow us to use their easements.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't. Somebody brought it in court.
Yeah.
Because they're expensive.
You still need this to go
up. You'd end up paying Oakleberry something.
Did she stop it? Oh, she didn't?
Well, we haven't started the meeting.
Well, to be fair, this is probably part of the meeting anyway. It shouldn't be part of the meeting anyway.
We're okay. She doesn't have to stop it and start about that. Does it go on the website?
I mean, she can track it, but none of this discussion. I mean,
so you don't think the easement where we've got the irrigation company, they won't let us pick on that?
Well, the irrigation company might, but I'm saying legally you're expanding the easement beyond what its original intention was, and so a property owner could take it to court, and I think they'd have a good chance of winning. Especially since the irrigation company hasn't filed any of their easements, and so they're probably prescriptive easements anyway. And so it's pretty hard to prove that you can expand a prescriptive easement.
Yeah. I've asked a couple attorneys on that, and I have a couple opinions.
Of course.
Until I get a judge, I can't tell you how it would go.
Couple of different,
you got that. Different opinions.
Yeah. So I would hire the attorney that says we can do it, but I have no idea if that attorney is correct.
I asked my attorney about the case law on that one.
Yeah.
She found some stuff.
Good. Good.
But she's not barred in Utah, so it doesn't count.
No. Like I said, I asked a couple different attorneys, and I think the answer is it depends, and it's a mixed bag, you never know. But if the Kilgore pit would, Kilgore pit?
Yeah.
Parsons pit, sorry.
Yeah.
If Parsons pit were to work out, that is, I mean, distance-wise, the boring is expensive, but otherwise, that's probably ideal. The size of the tank, I think, needs to be discussed. I'd really hate, I mean, I understand that I may be thinking too much like an engineer, build it big or don't build it. But I'd really hate to build a 300,000 gallon tank and then in 10 years have to put another 200,000 gallon tank next to it.
Yeah, you don't have to make the circle much bigger to have the tank hold a lot more.
Yeah. Your dollars per gallon go down dramatically when you start building a bigger tank.
To a certain point, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, second.
Starts going the other way.
You can also go taller too. So I mean, you know, the 300,000 gallon tank is probably 12 feet high. You know, 800,000 gallons 20 feet high. So it's not that much more concrete in the walls to go taller. You get twice the volume height. And then, like you say, the radius, that whole R squared thing really works to your advantage. 90 foot radius is this, but 100 foot radius gives you a lot more gallons. There's a balance. There's the engineer that says, heck,